see Lynch doing a finesse penalty. I think he's going to.
Well, the fans have said,
his foot for it.
The fans have just said, can you just hold on, please, before we do it all behind the goal?
Yeah.
And Lynch steps up against Mason. Lynch right footed.
Oh, yes, proper centre half penalty that.
Proper penalty that. That's
I wish the keeper had got to that. They'd have had to change him, wouldn't they?
Well, this could be Curzon's first shot on target, ladies and gentlemen, and it's taken. Comes to a penalty shootout.
Let's hope all five are off target.
Let's hope they win the crossbar challenge.
Is it Joe Guest?
Straight down the middle is the suggestion. He steps up. Great save!
That a good save, that, because he gave that a belt, didn't he?
Tremendous save there. Terrific from FC United's Carnell. 1-0 and Curzon. That still was a shot on target, at least.
Yeah. I've received reports that they've actually locked the gate so no one can leave.
Then they Is this James Knowles?
They did it till 35 minutes. And it's...
Is it James Knowles?
It's Knowles.
Go on, James. A bit straight.
Steps up. Oh. Goal.
Nice strike.
Good goal from Knowles there. To the right of the goalkeeper, he went the opposite way.
Is that our record having penalties? Two?
It is, yes. And Joe Guest is the man that steps up now to try and get one back for Curzon. He's the man of the match from a sponsor's perspective, but we know what our sponsor's there, drinking beer. But he's had a good game. He's actually left-footed. He's going to try and swing this in. Steps up. And a nice penalty.
Nice penalty.
And you might hear that there's a Curzon fan right next to us.
He's got his own
microphone.
Right next to the microphone.
Get your own microphone.
He doesn't need one with that mouth, does he?
That's Curzon's. That's 2-1 to FC United.
The microphone would have been wasted on him.
Daniels. Now, that bit of cup magic required from Daniels to make it 3-1 to FC United of Manchester.
Need to make a town halls of it at Radcliffe.
And a tie probably at somewhere like Frickley away on a Tuesday. Daniels steps up against Mason. Daniels. Saved by the goalkeeper, a great save by the goalkeeper.
Terrific save, that.
It was a tremendous save, wasn't it? I'm going to have to move him. He's decided, yes. We've got a buffer in between him and now.
Greg Daniels keeps up his 100% record in penalty shootouts.
So what does that make it? 2-1?
2-1 for us, yeah.
We need that kind of weird thing on the screen, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, up steps Darren...
coloured balls.
Traffic lights.
Yeah.
Darren Thornton steps up. Thornton. Well, he's having a think. Is Thornton?
Looks like he's going
to. I think he's going to let it straight through the middle. He steps up. Oh, what a good penalty! That's two apiece. That's a tremendous penalty right in the corner. Nothing FC United Carnell could do. That's two apiece.
Luke Ashworth striding forward to this.
Let's hope he doesn't do what he does with most balls
and slice it.
Oh, is it high for 50 foot? He'll hopefully just puts it in, cushions the ball in to make it 3-2. Oh, bit of kidology by the goalkeeper there, Mason. He threw the ball over his head and he's had to go back and retrieve it.
Has the gamesmanship worked? He's off his line.
He certainly is off his line. He has to get back on that line. Up he steps. Ashworth. Great save by the goalkeeper.
Straight at him.
And regardless where we put this man, we can still hear him. Well, it's the substitute... Danny Tavares, who's going to step up to make it, try to make it 3-2 for Curzon. And what can FC United do? What can the keeper do? Carnell.
Our 100% record in his hands.
Carnell against Travallon. Oh, and a great penalty. That's a tremendous penalty. 3-2 up. FC United were leading by two goals to one in this penalty
shootout.
Is it just
me or does Carnell tend to stand to one side?
I'm not quite sure. Jerome Wright to. Well, it is a must score for Jerome Wright to keep this at 3 apiece. And Jerome, he has the temperament, he has the quality. Some illegal photographs being taken of this penalty shootout hasn't been cleared by the Dootson. So we'll be having words with that gentleman there, asking for the rights a little later on.
Where's Gobby gone?
He's the announcer, so it's Jerome Wright against Mason to keep FC United in this tie. Wright, left footed, straight through the middle, and a good goal, 3-1.
So now it's all down to Carnell.
Well, it's Jake Parker now.
It's all or nothing.
Parker to win it for Curzon. Well, Parker's had a good game, he steps up. Parker versus Carnell. It's straight through him. And there is the end of the game, and they've won the game on a penalty shootout. FC United go out again.
That was very unlucky there for Jake Carnell.